We must now devote all our strength and resources to the completion of our task, both at home and abroad. Advance, Britannia! Long live the cause of freedom! God save the King!
On the 23rd of October 1945, just 5 months after the end of the Second World War, Joseph Cyril Bamford founded JCB. His son, now Lord Anthony Bamford, was born the very same day. The first machine created under Bamford's initials was a tipping trailer made of wartime scrap metal.
Well, I'm rumbling in this JCB.
In a small rented garage in Uttoxeter, he sold it in the town's market for just £45. That's less than 0.5% of the cost of the special edition loader being sold to mark the company's 70th anniversary.
Today, the modern mechanical excavator is the backbone of a new era, the era of motorways and of the men who build them. Build them not with picks and shovels, but with machines. Machines which make full use of the mechanical genius of the 20th century.
2 years later, in 1947, JCB moved premises because the owner of the garage disapproved of Joseph Bamford working on Sundays. He also took on his first full-time employee. The company now has 12,000.
Time is money. Money is profit. And an excavator standing idle is making profit for no one.
1958, the now iconic JCB logo was registered as a trademark. 1961, JCB built its first airplane, bringing buyers to Staffordshire from Europe. 1962, the first overseas premises was set up in the Netherlands. 1964, Bamford celebrated a 40% rise in sales by paying out £250,000 in bonuses to staff. Fast forward 7 decades from the very beginning, JCB now sells its machines to 120 countries. It has 22 factories across the globe. But still, it maintains its headquarters here in Staffordshire, overlooking Roaster and the town where the late Joseph Cyril Bamford's dream all began.